Are you tired of mediocrity? Are you tired of being around people and being in circles that just do not help you grow? They don't seem to be on your level anymore. Have you surpassed that group of people that you grew up with? Are they just not doing it for you anymore? Join me with the Reap Culture Podcast, and let's discuss things like credit, how to start a business, how to get our kids, and how to get the community to harvest new and improved talent from our own community. That's what the Reap Culture Podcast is about, harvesting talent, harvesting the culture. We're a think tank for our community, and it's time that we take control and we move things along. No longer are we going to sit around and soak in mediocrity. So again, join me, stick around on the Reap Culture Podcast. I'm Coach Sam, by the way. I'm a coach, and I'm just a guy. I'm a guy who cares about his community. I'm a guy who has a family. And I'm a guy who is well invested in the community. That's why we have the Reap Culture Podcast. Again, we want to harvest talent. We want to harvest the people around us who are willing to make a change. Because let's face it, we got plenty of problems, bigger problems than just things like sports and gossip all day, right? So join us, Reap Culture Podcast. It's your boy, Coach Sam, and let's get started. I'm an entrepreneur. I've been in business for a while. I'm an educator. It's cool, but I think we needed something more. I think we needed a little bit more of a push. You can go on any type of platform and find a podcast. But what makes this podcast different is we're going to bring the people to you who are really doing it. We're going to interview them. We're going to break things down. We're going to really get to the point when it comes to figuring out what we need to do to move our community forward. The school-to-prison pipeline is operating at an all-time high. We all know it's a well-oiled machine.
Then again, maybe you don't.
And what we need to do is we need to break that cycle so that we can continue to cultivate the great leaders that deserve to be in our community each and every day, making a change. When are we going to compete? When are we going to get back to competing and being the great people that we are known to be throughout history? We're going to start today with the Reap Culture Podcast. We're going to harvest our crop one piece at a time. So what I want you to do is share this with your friends, share this with your family, and let them know that we're here and we're here to stay. We're not going anywhere. We're going to be in your face and we're going to be ready to go, ready to rock every single time that we're on. Entrepreneurship is very important. We're going to cover a lot of different topics on entrepreneurship. More specifically, we're going to cover how to get started in entrepreneurship, why you should become an entrepreneur, why is it important for us to compete in industry and business, why is it important to move your kids out of the mindset of becoming workers and having jobs their entire lives, why we need to find a balance between entrepreneurs and workers. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with having a secure job, but hey, it's 2021 and our parents, our grandparents, the things that they did to survive is not going to work for us anymore. So it's important and it's imperative that we train our kids to do other things, to be creatives. We need to train our kids to think critically. Let's face it, schools aren't doing it. If schools were doing it so well, then we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in our societies, in our cities, in our townships, within this country and throughout the world. The Reap Culture Podcast is designed to bring people to you front and center. We're going to bring kid entrepreneurs. We're going to bring teen entrepreneurs. We're going to bring mom entrepreneurs, dad entrepreneurs, serial entrepreneurs, social entrepreneurs. If you can think of it, we're going to bring it to you right here on the Reap Culture Podcast. Another big thing that we're going to talk about is finance. We're going to talk about financial literacy. We're going to talk about credit. I do own a credit repair company, so a lot of our segments is going to relate to credit and credit repair, how to repair your credit, how to understand finances to get out of bad situations and turn your life around so that you are financially able to make moves. Most of us are not able to make moves because we're not financially able, but they don't teach us that in school, right? They don't teach you how to balance a checkbook. They don't teach you how the rules of credit. They don't teach you the rules of finance. They don't teach you the rules of getting a mortgage and how to move and how to maintain loans, how to not get into debt. If you're not an entrepreneur, how do you navigate throughout the corporate setting so that you can maximize that for your family? That's what we're talking on the Reap Culture Podcast. So what I want you to do is I want you to get ready. I want you to get ready. I wanted to introduce myself, and I want you to be ready for your mind to shift. While we talk about entrepreneurship, we're going to teach you how to flip your credit into cash and turn that into an opportunity to start businesses, not only for yourself, but for your kids. We want to teach you how to attain business credit. Did you know that business credit offerings are 10, 20, 30 times more than personal credit? You can then use that to turn that into a profitable investment venture for you and your family. Use this podcast as a think tank. Use this as a base that you can replenish yourself and regain focus when you're out in a world that's full of nonsense. I know personally, I'm tired of being around people who don't want to think, people who do not want to push the envelope, people who do not want to create, people who are satisfied with the status quo. Honestly, I have children, got two young boys, and I refuse to push politics on them like vote for the lesser of two evils or we don't have a choice in politics. No longer can we live by that ideology. What is the lesser of two evils? That's not politics. Voting for personalities is not politics. Voting for a specific, tangible, returned item is politics. We're going to unwind your mind and we're going to hit you with practical things that you can do to improve your life. And that's just the start. We're going to cover a lot of different things on this show. And again, I'd like to thank you for joining me. This is just the intro episode. And I want you to follow me on all social media at Sam Is CEO on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's SAMISCEO. Thank you for joining me on the first episode of the Reap Culture podcast. Reap Culture. You reap what you sow.